Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of High Vibe Health. I am your host, Shanna Toft, and today we have a very special guest. His name is Rick Olderman. Rick is a sports and orthopedic physical therapist with more than 25 years of experience. He specializes in helping people with chronic pain and helps them experience a pain-free life. I'm so excited to interview him. He also has written the popular Fixing You series of books found on Amazon. And these books can help people with chronic pain or injuries. More recently, Rick has created downloadable video home programs to help people solve pain from head to toe. These programs include his pioneering approach that has helped solve hundreds of cases of chronic pain at his clinic for the last 10 years. How impressive is that? Rick has a new book. It's called Solving the Pain Puzzle. It's coming out in 2023, and he posted a few chapters of his book on his website. His website is www.rickolderman.com. I'm going to put everything in the show notes for you, and I'm just really excited to interview him. I'll be interviewing him shortly. And let's see, what else do I have for you all? Right now, I have his Fixing You Back Pain book in my hands. This is what it looks like, and it is really easy to read. It talks about pain and where the pain comes from, and it talks about how to fix the pain, and I'm really excited to hear what he has to say personally, so stay tuned. Hi, Rick. It's so good to have you on the High Vibe Health podcast.
And thanks, Jenna.
I've been reading your Fixing You Back Pain book, and it's been really informative, and it's so easy to read, and I really appreciate that. And I can't wait for our listeners to pick up one of their own books. And can you tell our listeners a little more of what you do?
Sure. I'm a physical therapist. I've been a physical therapist for about 26 years now, and I've owned my own clinic here in Denver. And so I look at things a little differently than other physical therapists. You know, in PT school, we're taught this component approach to understanding pain, which is, you know, if you have shoulder pain, it's because of a problem in your shoulder, or if you have back pain, it's because of a problem in your back, and so forth. And that just wasn't really helping people with chronic issues. So these last 20 years, I've been kind of investigating what other things are contributing to this problem in the back or shoulder or wherever we're having. So that's basically what my whole Fixing You series is about, is looking at the body as a system, as opposed to just these components.
That's amazing. Wow. That sounds really fascinating. If you break it down to each, you know, component, and, you know, it's not really about the pain, you know, it's about like when it, like the emotional, you know, pain and stress and everything. And I love how you say that in your books, you know?
Yeah, I've actually, in that back pain book, I didn't put this in the other books, but I talk about how emotional trauma, or, you know, emotional, you know, psychological trauma, spiritual issues and things like that can also be manifested as pain in the body. That's not what the whole book is about. You know, our musculoskeletal system and how it works to create pain for back pain. But that was just a valuable piece for people to understand. Oh yeah, you know, what I've, you know, done in the past, or any trauma I've had in the past, can translate into my back pain too.
Wow. I love that. We need more professionals that actually see it from that perspective.
Yeah. You know, in the clinic, you know, I would say probably 90-95% of people, you know, we don't go into the emotional psychological aspect of things. Usually understanding the body from the systems and fixing those mechanical issues solves it. But there are those few people, those, you know, that need some extra help and have that as part of their issue.
Nice. Wow, that's great. So when did you first come to the decision of choosing your career path?
Yeah, well, you know, I graduated from college. I did some traveling around the world. And I assumed that I would be shown what I was supposed to be doing with my life, but that never happened. And it just happened out of a chance conversation with a friend. Her dad was going through physical therapy. I had never even heard of physical therapy. I grew up on a farm in Ohio. You know, you don't go to physical therapy when you're out there, you know, you just deal with it. And so, so I looked into it. I thought, wow, this is really cool. So that's what helped me decide to get into it.
That's so nice. And that was more than 25 years ago, maybe closer to 30 years ago when you decided to go to college for that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. Oh,
wow. That's a long time.
Yeah. And at the time I, you know, prior to PT school, I also had back pain. And so I had been treated by a physical therapist, you know, after I discovered physical therapy and they helped for about 2 weeks. And then it came back again. I thought, gosh, I've really got to figure this out. And I thought, well, I'm going to be going to PT school. I'm going to see what the insider secrets were. But there weren't any insider secrets. Really, it was just seeing, okay, this is what a disc bulge looks like. And these are the tissues that get irritated. And here's how you treat those tissues. Or, you know, just that really component thinking approach to solving pain. But in my mind, I thought, well, but why are those things irritated? And I always felt that something I was doing was causing my back pain. But we never went into those kinds of discussions or answers in PT school. And it wasn't only my PT school, all the therapists I've trained at my clinic, none of them have had these discussions in their PT schools either. So I think it's just, you know, that's how we have to be trained. We have to break everything down into components in PT school, but there's no one that's putting everything back together again.
Right. Yeah. It's pretty fascinating. Thank you for sharing that little piece.
Oh, sure.
Are you married? Do you have kids? Do you have a family?
Oh, yeah. I'm married. I have two kids. One's about to go to college next year.
And oh, wow.
The other is a junior in high school. And they keep me on my toes.
Oh, wonderful. And yeah. Are they choosing the same career path as you, or do they have different ideas what they want to do?
No, I really thought I could mold them into, you know, my career path, but they're their own people. So they don't want to have anything to do with what I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
They want to have something to do with what I do when they're injured. Then it's right. Awesome.
That is awesome.
But that's about the extent of it.
That's so awesome. So would you consider your career path your purpose in life? Like, is it your, like, does it fill you up and like light you up on a day-to-day basis?
You know, it really does, Shanna. You know, initially when I graduated from PT school, I was a real failure as a PT because I just didn't feel like I could help people with any kind of chronic issue. And if you have a chronic issue, it's usually because there's a systems problem going on here that people aren't addressing. And because PT school didn't address that, I just felt like a huge failure. And I almost quit physical therapy because of it. But, you know, I had just spent all this money, all this time and years, and I really felt like it was a career that I wanted to master. So I just thought, you know, I needed to buckle down and figure this out for myself. So those early years after graduating, no, I didn't think it was my, you know, end all be all calling because I was just so bad at it. But the last 15, you know, 20 years, it's been so exciting for me to uncover all these secrets in the body and write about them and talk about them and demonstrate them. And so, yes, from now I feel like it's my calling, but in the early days, no, not at all.
I can see that. I can definitely see that. My husband, when he's in commercial real estate brokerage, and he thought, you know, his career was his calling, you know, and he's really good at it. But now he's like, no, this doesn't fill me up. Like, this doesn't light me up. And I don't feel like I'm, you know, helping the world in this. And so he's going through his own, you know, soul searching.
Yeah, I perfectly understand that. And I'll tell you, nothing will sink you into depression more than to think that you've, you know, gone down that path and then find out that you're terrible at it.
Yeah.
So it really presents a stark decision on your part. You know, what do I do from here?
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. I think a lot of people go through that, you know, and it's really great that even though it wasn't your purpose before, that you found a way to make it your purpose.
Yeah.
And yeah. It looks like you're helping a lot of people.
I hope so. I want to, and that's where I'm heading with things. So, but it was a long and windy road, but it was an exciting road, full of just chock full of discoveries. And, you know, every discovery is highlighted by someone feeling better and returning to their life, you know, and that just made me feel so good. So how could I stop?
That's great.
Yeah.
What do you have behind you right now? Is this your home gym or is this your?
Yeah, this is my home studio. So it's where I work out and it's now my home office. I sold my physical therapy clinic in April of this year. And so now I'm just kind of focusing on an online presence and trying to help people more around the world rather than just in my little zip code.
Yeah, I think that's where the world is moving right now through, you know, the Zoom meetings and calls. And we can help so many more people worldwide by, you know, sharing our knowledge. And I think that's great that you're doing that. I think so many people are really moving in that direction.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. You know, those books that I've written that are on Amazon, I wrote those about 10 or 15 years ago. And so I've been doing Zoom sessions, well, Skype sessions with people for, you know, well over a decade all over the world, you know, to help them with their pain. And so, you know, it's funny that now telehealth is the big thing.
Yes.
You know, it's like, oh, you know, and when the pandemic shut our clinic down, you know, I asked my therapist to see their people via Zoom. And it's like, you can't see someone via Zoom, via, you know, for physical therapy. I'm just like, of course you can. I've been doing it for over a decade. You can certainly help, you know, people. So that helped them, you know, I showed them how to do it over Zoom. And so it's been a big transition.
Yeah. And I think people really like the idea of not having to leave their home and they can actually get whatever they need to get done from the comfort of their own home and not have to worry about whatever it is that's going on in their heads when it comes to their health. And if they can, you know, learn from somebody like you from the comfort of their own home, it's just like magic.
Well, that's the advantage also of being less of a component thinker and more of a systems thinker, is because I look at how the system is moving and working, and I can see that through Zoom. But if I have to rely on, you know, intricate little tests to determine every little tissue, you know, and see whether there's something going wrong with every little piece of tissue in the body, well, of course I can't do that over Zoom. So this approach that I've developed over these past couple of decades really lends itself to telehealth.
Wow, that's so amazing. I love that. So you have a podcast also. Tell us about it.
Oh, I do, but it's nothing nearly as nice as yours. It's called Talk About Health. And often it's just me mumbling about my approach to solving problems, but I'll respond to articles I'm reading in the paper. I'll have, you know, health and wellness practitioners on to talk about their approach to solving pain. Or just my general musings about, you know, back pain or sciatic pain or neck pain or headaches and things like that. So just things that I think are missing out there in the internet, because what I've found is that a lot of the stuff that's on the internet is just recycled material. It's just recycled over decades and there's nothing really fresh out there. And so, but it's this stuff that I feel is really helping people. So that's where my podcast is, all my little thoughts that will actually help people, that's where those thoughts live.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm with you. When did you start your podcast?
Oh gosh, I think it was just earlier this year. So,
okay, same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I'm right with you. I started in February and I thought, why not?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, it's fun for me to do. It's fun to think that I'm reaching someone through that. You know, I've never tried a podcast before, and you know, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
I do too. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm excited to listen to some of your episodes because when I was reading about your bio, I didn't even know you had a podcast. So yeah. I'll have to get on that. And I'm sure it's pretty amazing.
Well, I have one subscriber and I think it's me. so it's really
quiet. Interesting. Do you get a lot of comments on your website or in the podcast at all? Do you get any feedback?
I haven't even thought to look for feedback. I can't believe that anyone's actually listening to it. But I also post a lot of the stuff that I put on my podcast. If it's in video form, like a Zoom interview with a health, I put that on YouTube as well. So,
okay, nice.
So it lives in both places.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I need to start doing because when, I'm just started doing these Zoom interviews through the podcast. And I thought, I think this is the way it's going to be. You know, people want to see faces and they want to see connection. Mm-hmm. And
some people listen in the car and some people like to watch on their computer at home.
Yeah. Having both avenues. So if you could give our listeners one very valuable piece of advice when it comes to pain, what would it be?
Well, I think part of that is that if you have chronic pain, it's because someone has not looked at you as a system before. Because all of our medical training, and this goes for physical therapists, massage therapists, chiropractors, MDs, all of our training is about understanding tissues, what tissue is damaged. But our training does not incorporate why that tissue is damaged. So I guess my message would be those people who may be feeling a little down because they're dealing with this chronic or nagging thing, there is something new under the sun out there. And it's this systems approach to solving pain. It's very effective, especially if your issues are chronic, because it means that you probably haven't been looked at from this perspective before.
That makes sense. So do you have a special tip for somebody that just had surgery, let's say back surgery, within the last year? Any advice for him on how to prevent back pain in the future?
Yeah. So, my answer to that is always fix the system and understand why you're having pain in the first place. And then that'll pretty much guarantee that you won't have back pain in the future. So I can take you through a little test if you want to understand why you're having back pain and how, what I mean by how we're using our bodies contributes to our pain. Would you like to go through that little test? It's pretty simple.
Wow. Yeah. So I have my father-in-law and then also my aunt had surgery, within the last year or two. Goes by really fast, doesn't it?
Yes.
So maybe I'll have them, come and do a little.
Well, I could do it right here on the podcast. So I'll just take your listeners through the test right now. How does that sound?
Oh, well, let's see. Let's see if I can.
And they can do it. No, you don't have to do anything. Well, I'll just talk them through it. So you just kind of hang out. Yeah, it's really simple. So all the people have to do is first lie down on the floor with their legs straight. You can lie down on your couch or your bed, but a firmer surface will give you a better idea of what I'm talking about here. So lie down on the floor with your legs straight and feel what your back feels like in this position. And now what you're going to do is bend your knees either with your feet flat on the floor or hug your knees to your chest. Which position feels better for your back? 99% of people listening, including your aunt, did you say, and your father?
Yeah.
So 99% of the people will say they feel better, their backs feel better when their knees are bent or when they're hugged to their chest. All right. So what's the difference between when the legs are straight and when the knees are bent that would make their backs feel better? Well, the obvious answer is that the back is flatter to the floor. There's less arch in the back, right? And so you can think of it as, oh, well, my back is too arched. But you can also think of it as when I bend my knees, I'm removing all the things that are pulling my back into an arch. And if I remove those things, then my back finds its more natural curve. And that's why it feels better. Okay. So that breaks back pain down into a really simple pattern. Does my back have too much arch, or are there too many things pulling my back into an arch or not? And 99% of the people with back pain out there will say, yes, my back feels better when it's flatter. Okay. So here's how this relates to how we use our bodies. So if those people just who were doing this test right now, now stand up and listen to the rest of your podcast. So if they stand up for more than a minute or two, what they'll notice is that their knees start to lock backwards in a straight position. And so if this is happening with you right now, and even if your knees aren't locked yet, lock your knees back and feel what I'm talking about. What you'll notice is that your back is a little bit more arched when your knees are locked. So if you're not sure, go ahead and unlock your knees just a little bit and feel how your back feels now. And if you're still not sure, lock the knees one more time and you'll feel that your back is arching more when your knees are locked. And now what you've also learned is that your knees are locking when you're standing for more than a minute or two. Okay. So that is a natural habit that you have of locking your knees that is causing your back to arch more. And the back arching more is why you're having back pain. So this is how you're using your body is contributing to your back pain, but you don't even know it.
Wow. That's actually, it resonates with me so much because I don't have back pain at all. But when I'm standing for a long period of time, let's say if I'm just doing the dishes and I'm standing there, you know, I'll feel a lot of pressure in my back. And it must be because I'm locking my knees while I'm standing. Yes. And same thing when I'm laying down, it's not comfortable when my legs are flat. You know, when you're in Shavasana and you're laying on your back and my arch is like pretty high up there.
Exactly. Exactly. So like, let's talk about standing at the sink. So when you're standing at your sink, I bet your feet are standing in parallel, right? Side by side. And so this position also contributes to the arching of your back. If you stagger your stance instead and put one leg forward instead of the other a little bit, and then put your, and then weight that forward leg more, you'll feel that that immediately takes that stress away from your back.
Wow.
So it's just little things like that, that really add up that people are doing all day long that they don't understand that they're doing, which is why they're having chronic pain.
That makes sense. Thank you for sharing that amazing information. If you're listening, I hope, you know, that helps you. And wow, that's pretty awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh,
so what's your favorite exercise routine and why?
You know, I just took a physical therapy and yoga course or class this a few weekends ago. So this was a yoga instructor who's also a physical therapist, and he uses yoga in his physical therapy. And boy, did that feel good. Because, you know, especially guys, as we get older, you know, we get tighter and we're not really great at stretching. And yeah. So anyway, that really spoke to me because I'm getting older and tighter. And so I would say that's my new favorite right now.
I love it. I love it. I love like all yoga, you know, exercises. It's just for me, it just makes me feel so good and makes me feel like the energy is moving through my body. And yeah. And I'm finally just starting to do strength training this week. I had a membership at a gym here for many years and I hardly went. So I got rid of that membership and I'm moving towards, I'm doing personal training at our local physical therapy place right down the street from my house. And yeah, so
there you go. Good for you.
Woo-hoo. So tell me, what is your biggest challenge in life? And how do you move through it? Let's say maybe physically, emotionally, or whatever it is. That you have, it could be something simple as time or.
Yeah. So I think recently from a physical standpoint, you know, I still wrestle with my own, you know, back pain. And last year I was having a really rough time with it and I couldn't understand. I actually developed some sciatic issues and I was shocked that I was, you know, developing this because of all of my knowledge, I had developed these issues. And I actually went in and had a cortisone shot in my in a joint in my back, which helped me tremendously, which helped me see that this is a joint issue that's in my back. That was really helpful, but I was really upset because it was really debilitating, this pain. I was just like, I'm supposed to be the guy who tells everyone how to fix their pain, and here I am with pain. What am I missing? Right? And so I thought and thought about it. And then I realized, so I run a lot. And so, and my pain was just getting worse and worse. I thought, I wonder if it's because of my running. And I did not want to face that because running is my favorite form of exercise for cardio anyway. And so I thought, well, what if it's not so much running? What if it's how I'm running? And so I decided to do a little bit more trail running. And when I started doing trail running instead of road running, my back pain almost disappeared. And I thought, oh, and it's because when you're trail running, you go up steep mountains, right? And so you get to flex forward. And so your back is out of that hyperextension that it's in when you're running on the road all the time. And so it was simply by changing from a road surface to a mountain surface that really, well, not only almost completely eliminated my back pain, but it made me mentally feel so much better that I could continue doing cardio exercise and you know, find a solution for this pain that I was in. So that was a really rewarding experience for me to figure out my own back pain in that regard.
Oh, I love that. That's pretty cool. There's so many people out there that love to run too. So if you run, you know, try that and see if that helps you out. That's great. So who is your most considerable influence in your life?
Well, I think professionally, it would be Dr. Shirley Sarman out of Washington University in St. Louis. She, when I was in my deepest depression about what to do with physical therapy, when I was first, you know, out of PT school, I took her courses and they were exactly how I felt things should be. And like, she linked movement with pain. And I learned a lot of biomechanics and so forth from her, all of her seminars and so forth. So she has been a huge influence. In fact, she was my first podcast interviewee. I was very nervous to have. Yeah. Yeah. And then I've got an upcoming book coming out next year. And she wrote a little blurb for the back cover for me. And you know, after, it's funny because I took she has a series of courses that you take as physical therapists. And I had made friends with one of the PTs who was taking those courses. And at the last course, I ran into him and I said, "Hey, how's the stuff going for you?" He says, "Eh." I said, "What are you talking about? This is really making a huge difference with my chronic pain patients." And he's just like, "Yeah, but I'm a manual therapist. So this doesn't, you know, maybe I'll use this for, you know, a home program or something like that." I'm just like, "Are you kidding me? This is really working." He says, "Yeah, but I'm a manual therapist." So it was then that I realized that our belief systems as medical practitioners kind of filter out things that could be useful for our patients. And when I realized that none of his patients was really getting the full benefit of this type of knowledge, that's when I realized I decided to write my books and kind of do an end around health practitioners so that I could get this information to people directly without them having to assume that their health practitioner was knowledgeable about this. Wow. And so anyway, after I wrote those books, I very nervously presented them to Dr. Shirley Sarman because they were all based on her biomechanics and my success using her information. And so I was super nervous and I brought her, I really had to, you know, get my courage up to approach her about this. And so, so she asked me to autograph my books for her. And so I was just so hugely relieved that she wasn't affronted by me, you know, translating her information for lay people. So that was a nerve-wracking thing, but she's been a huge influence in my life, whether she knows it or not.
Wow. I'm sure she was really humbled by that experience and how you learned so much from her.
Well, I don't know if she was humbled or not, but you know, she's been an instructor for decades. So
I'll have to check her out.
Yeah, she's quite amazing. She's like the Meryl Streep of physical therapy. She's won just about every award that you can possibly win in physical therapy. So yeah, she's amazing.
And now you're great friends with her, right?
Well, you know, maybe great acquaintances. I don't know if she would call me a friend, but you know, I certainly worship her quite a bit. And
that's amazing.
I don't worship many people, but she's just brilliant, I feel.
That's great. I love that. So do you have, I don't want to put you on the spot here. Do you have a favorite motivational quote?
Well, you know, Norman Vaughn, he was an older guy in his 60s to 70s, and he climbed quite a few mountains. And his quote I liked a lot, it was called, he said, dare to fail. And I've always thought that was, you know, important, because if we're not daring to fail, then we're just playing it safe. And we're never really going to learn a lot if we're not trying or exposing ourselves to potential failure. There's so much that we can learn from if we do that. So I like that quote.
I like that quote too. And it's simple and it's to the point, and it really is thought provoking. And it really makes you, you know, think like that. We're all human, you know, and everybody makes mistakes. And if we don't make the mistakes, then how can we be successful? That's how I interpreted it.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. And then just a couple more questions. What do you do to de-stress on a day-to-day basis? What is your favorite thing?
Well, you know, I really, stress is not good for me. I don't enjoy it. I've become kind of attuned to whether I'm experiencing stress or not. And so what I do is I kind of chip away at my stress as it's occurring during the day. I'll take a deep breath here or there. I'll recognize, just recognizing that you're feeling stressed can help you then reduce it. So that's the biggest thing that I do, is just stay attuned to how I'm feeling and deal with those emotions as they're arising. So I'm kind of on top of things throughout the day.
Yeah, that sounds great. Do you meditate also?
I used to meditate a lot more. I've loosened my definition of meditation. So I guess in my looser definition of meditation, you could say that I meditate a lot. So
yeah, there's
I have
so many
little
different kinds of meditation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'll meditate for 10 or 30 seconds just to, you know, short circuit, you know, a stressful response that I'm having or something like that. Or if I just need to calm down, I'll just meditate for as long as it takes just to calm me down. So, yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. You don't need to meditate for 30 minutes a day in order to get where you want to be. Just reset
Correct.
That mind, and, you know, you could do it pretty quick if you're in the right mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think the more that you do it, like anything, the more that you do it, the easier it becomes, you know, just have to get started.
For sure. And let's see. I mean, I think we did a pretty good interview here. Is there anything at all that you wish that I would have asked you?
No, I think, I'm just happy to talk with you. And, I love your energy. And, you know, I assume that, you know, the questions you're asking me are what your people want to hear. So that's great. I'm happy.
Well, that's awesome. So let me know and our listeners know how we can find you.
Oh, sure. So if you go to rickolderman.com, so not only have those books that I have that you were talking about, I wrote 10 or 15 years ago, but I've recently come out with downloadable home programs to help people solve their pain. And they're, if you look in the back of that back pain book, you'll see about 80 different exercises in there, because I was trying to solve everything in every one, right? But only in my clinic, what I've learned is that these problems that are causing pain in people are happening in patterns. And the same pattern could cause back pain in you and sciatic pain in another person. but it's the exact same pattern of problems. And so what I've done is I've put this into a simpler, easier way for people to absorb and do by creating video downloadable home programs to help them solve their pain. So they'll find all of those at rickolderman.com. And in my quest to change how medicine is done, I've created an online training program for health and wellness practitioners to train to teach them how to see the body as a system and solve pain like that. So that's all at rickolderman.com. And if they type in fixing you, all one word, F-I-X-I-N-G-Y-O-U, in the coupon code, they'll get 20% off.
Perfect. And I'll add all of that into the show notes. I have everything here from Nico, and he gave me all the information. So I'll go ahead and put all that into the show notes for everybody. And I think that's it. It was so nice talking to you. And hopefully, you know, maybe we can have another chat again sometime soon.
Anytime. It was great talking to you too.
It was so nice. All right. Have a good afternoon, and I'm going to stop recording. Well, I'm back, and that was such a great interview. I really enjoyed interviewing Rick, and I learned so much. It was so informative, and he had a lot of really great tips. He was so easy to talk to. And I'm really thankful that he came on the episode and, you know, shared his wealth of knowledge with our listeners. And I hope you learned something new. I cannot wait to have another podcast episode. Maybe, you know, we can have him back on the show sometime. And I'll let you all go. Make sure that if you want to watch the video format, it will be on YouTube. And if you want to listen to it through audio, it will be on all podcast platforms. It will be on my website. And my website is highvibehealthlife.net. And if you have any feedback or comments or questions, even for Rick, you can go ahead and message me. My email is shanna@highvibehealth.net. And I am on Instagram. And I am on Facebook. I'll put it all into the show notes for you all. And I hope you all have an amazing high vibe and healthy day, week, or month, wherever you are.